let's head back to the gym for the second half of our high school basketball doubleheader. 12:30 a.m. KHAS Radio.
Mike Will back here at Sandy Creek High School tonight. Class C2 Sub-District 9 Basketball Tournament. Donovan Trumbull winning the first ball game tonight over Superior by the score of 57-15. Hastings St. Cecilia is up next as the Blue Hawks get set to take on the Blue Hill Bobcats here tonight. As some other scores to pass along to you, the Adams Central Patriots out on top of their ball game over Central City tonight. They got 3 minutes to play up at the Aurora Sports Complex. Adams Central comfortably ahead in their sub-district semifinal game over Central City. 57-18 is the score there. So the Patriots are gliding along. They'll move on into the finals on Thursday night against either Sandy Creek or Grand Island Central Catholic. That game is coming up next. Meanwhile, the Class B5 district tournament up at Grand Island Senior High in girls play. Aurora has got the lead over the Hastings High Tigers by the score of 21-15. That game is at halftime. Aurora leading Hastings High in girls play 21-15. Kearney Catholic has won tonight. The Stars of Kearney Catholic in overtime knocks off of St. Paul by the score of 66-58. St. Paul had the lead throughout much of that ball game. In fact, they were up until right at the end of the fourth quarter when Kearney Catholic came back to force overtime. Then the Stars go on to win in overtime by a score of 66-58. That was tied up at 55 points apiece going into the overtime session. So Kearney Catholic outscores them a margin of 11-3 in the overtime session, and the Stars pick up the win here tonight in their sub-district tournament. So that was much tougher than a lot of people thought it would be up at Grand Island Northwest here tonight. So it's Hastings St. Cecilia and Blue Hill in our next ball game here tonight. Hastings St. Cecilia coming in a record of 9 wins and 13 losses on the season. The Blue Hawks have been up and down all season long. They have lost 3 out of their last 4 ball games, losing to Adams Central, losing to Grand Island Central Catholic, losing to Raymond Central, all in 1 week. The Raymond Central ball game was up at the Heartland Hoops Classic in Grand Island. The Hawks came back to pick up a win on the road the other night to Centura to finish out the regular season by a score of 45-33. So it's been an up-and-down season here for Kevin Asher. The Hawks come in averaging 48 points per ball game on offense. They're giving up 52 points per ball game on defense. The leading scorer for St. Cecilia so far in the ball games this year has been Jamison Ash. He's averaging right at 9.5 points per ball game. Cesar Tino averaging 8.8 points per game. The Blue Hill Bobcats, they come in with a mark of 7 wins and 11 losses on the season. Blue Hill has lost 2 out of their last 3 games, losing to Shelton in the Twin Valley Conference Tournament 47-46, dropping a game to Dessler 44-43, and then picking up a win over Harvard in their regular season finale last week, winning by a score of 53-40. These two teams played earlier this season. In fact, way back on December the 8th, as the Hastings St. Cecilia won at home by a score of 59-31. Blue Hill is a team that's averaging 48 points per ball game on offense. They give up 52 on defense. Their leading scorer is Mitchell Rubelet, who is averaging 12 points per ball game, and also Maverick Busboom is averaging 13.3 points per game. Their starting lineups tonight brought to you by Hastings 5 Points Bank, locally owned, locally managed with friendly service, 3 convenient locations, and a strong commitment to area youth. Many reasons why 5 Points Bank is the better bank. Member FDIC. Jamison Ash getting a start tonight for Hastings St. Cecilia. Ash is a 6'2" and senior, averaging 9.5 points per ball game. Joel Groffel is 6'1" and senior. Groffel is averaging 4.9 points per game. Cesar Tino, a 5'11" and senior. Tino is averaging 8.8 points per ball game. Alex Sheehy, a 6'2" inch junior, is averaging 6.5 points per game. And Chris Hartford is a 6'5" inch senior. He's averaging 8.6 points per ball game. For the Blue Hill Bobcats, Mitchell Rubelin getting a start. He's a 6 foot junior, averaging 12 points per ball game. Luke Feynman is a 6 foot sophomore. He is averaging 7 points per game. Jaden Hamill is a 6 foot freshman. Hamill is averaging 2.3 points per ball game. Chase Golter is a 6'1" inch senior. Golter is averaging 5 points per game. And then Maverick Busboom, a 6'3" inch senior. Busboom is averaging 13.3 points per ball game. Their starting lineups have been brought to you by Hastings Five Points Bank, now with three locations in Hastings, 2815 Osborne Drive West, 320 South Burlington, and at 322 North St. Joe, Hastings Five Points Bank, member FDIC. So we had the Reds and the Whites in the first ball game. Now we got the Blues. The Blue Hill Bobcats going to be dressed in their road blue uniforms. Hastings St. Cecilia will be in the Whites. The colors just reversed on their trimming. It's going to be St. Cecilia. Actually, it's going to be Blue Hill inbounding getting the opening tip-off here. And here's a pass out on top. It's going to be intercepted. So Blue Hill turns it over on their opening possession. St. Cecilia comes back with the ball as they move it over on the left side. A shot by Groffel is up there from three. No good. Rebound in the lane. It's going to be loose, and it's taken down by Cesar Tino. Comes back out to Groffel. St. Cecilia with the ball here in their opening possession. Alex Sheehy has got it on the wing to Cesar Tino. Groffel on the far sideline. Dribble penetration in the lane. Goes down low to Sheehy. Shots up and in. Alex Sheehy scores, and the Blue Hawks are on the board. 2-0 is the score over Blue Hill. Again, these two teams played way back in December. December the 8th, when St. Cecilia picked up a 59-31 win over the Bobcats. Here's a Blue Hill back with the ball. That's going to be a Hamill with a right here at the top of the key. Moves it over on the right side to Rublet, who bounces it down low. There's a shot taken by Maverick. Bust boom. That's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Hartford. Chris Hartford gets the ball ahead. Now to Cesar Tino into the offensive zone. Outside to Jamison Ash. Now to Sheehy for three. Shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Rublet. Rublet running back the other way for Blue Hill. Esch is off. Here's a driving layup by Golter. That's going to be no good. Partially deflected. Ball is brought down here by Esch. Now to Sheehy. Driving the ball the other way is Groffel. His shot no good, and he's fouled in the play. So St. Cecilia getting up and down the floor here against the Blue Hill in this ball game. They draw the personal foul. And going to the free throw line for St. Cecilia is going to be Groffel. Joel Groffel averaging 4.9 points per ball game. He's hitting 53% of his foul shots so far this year. Maverick Busboom picks up the personal foul here for Blue Hill. That's going to be his first and the team's first. So Groffel to the free throw line. His shot is up there is good. St. Cecilia is a team hitting 61% of their free throws so far this year, 37% from the field, 33% from three-point territory. And the score is now 3-0 in favor of Hastings St. Cecilia. 6:37 to play here in the first quarter. Next shot is up there from Groffel. It's good. So Groffel hits a couple of free throws. St. Cecilia with a 4-0 lead. Donovan Trumbull jumped out to a 10-0 lead in their ball game over Superior in the first one here tonight. Blue Hill comes back the other way. The ball knocked loose here from Golter, but Golter gets under control. Chase sends it inside. It's off of the fingertips of Maverick. Now the ball is knocked loose and is picked up here by Esch. Long pass down the floor is going to be tipped. The scramble is on, and it's picked up by Blue Hill. So a turnover in St. Cecilia. The Bobcats come back with the basketball into their offensive zone. St. Cecilia is in a man-to-man defense. Here's the Hamill. He's going to have his pocket picked here by Esch as he drives, shoots, and scores, and he's fouled into play. Jamison Esch gets the field goal. He was fouled into play by Jaden Hamill, who lost control of the ball out here. That's going to be the first foul on Hamill. It's going to be team foul number two on the Bobcats. 6-0 is the score. St. Cecilia off to a good start here tonight. Esch goes to the free throw line, a 72% foul shooter on the season. His shot is up there. It's good. 7-0 is the score. Hastings St. Cecilia with the lead over the Bobcats here tonight. Here comes Blue Hill back with the ball. They feed it inside to Golter. Goes up. The shot is up there and in. Chase Golter puts it up there right-handed and scores. That gets the Bobcats on the scoreboard with 5:50 remaining here in the first quarter. There's a shot in the lane by Esch. It's going to be no good. The ball goes out of bounds, and it's going to be Blue Hill basketball. So Esch trying to take the ball out of the hole there down the lane. And lost her out of bounds. It's going to be Blue Hill coming back with the ball. Rublet has got the ball. Mitchell Rublet gets around to Cesar Tino, who drops it down low to Golter. He has the ball knocked loose and is picked up here by Sheehy. Turnover number two on Blue Hill in the ball game. Here comes Jamison Esch back with the ball for St. Cecilia. Now to Cesar Tino on the wing. Cesar comes out here to Esch, top of the circle. Blue Hill is in a man-to-man defense. Jamison Esch throws it down in the corner on the left side. That's going to be Groffel with the ball. Sends it inside. There's Hartford. His shot is up there. That one won't go. Rebound comes down to Busboom. Maverick Busboom with the ball. He'll bring it up himself for Blue Hill. Goes to the far side down to Rublet. Mitchell Rublet with the ball out here at the top of the key. Sends it back to a Busboom. Down in the corner, that's a Golter with the ball. Chase Golter dribbling with it down there. Golter sends it down low, and a foul is going to be called. Hamill got the ball, but he's fouling the play from behind by Esch of St. Cecilia. First foul in Jamison. It's going to be team foul number one on the Blue Hawks. 5 minutes to play here in the first quarter. 7-2 is the score. St. Cecilia with the lead. Cannon Howell comes into the ball game. Here comes Brooks Asher into the ball game. Coming out is going to be Ash and also Groffel. Blue Hill plays things in from underneath their own basket. Busboom will get things into the far sideline. Cross-court pass down low. Here's a shot by Rublet. It's up there and in. Mitchell Rublet scores on the right baseline, about a 10-footer. That's his first field goal in the ball game. Blue Hill is back within three. 7-4 is the score. Here's Sheehy with the ball. Now to Hartford. His shot from 12 is up there. That one is around the rim. Falls off. No good. Rebound comes down to Maverick Busboom. Busboom on the far sideline out of Rublet. Comes back to the near side. Here's a Hamill. His shot for three is up there. No good. Rebound comes down to Cesar Tino. Cesar Tino runs her back the other way for the Blue Hawks. Moves it to the left side of the floor. That's Howell with the ball. Down to Tino. Free throw line extended left side. Moves it down in the corner. That's going to be Alex Sheehy with the ball. And now we got a whistle away from all the action on the near side. A personal foul is going to go on Cannon Howell. Howell picks up his first personal foul. That's going to be team foul number two on the Blue Hawks. 4 minutes and 16 seconds to play here in the first quarter. 7-4 is the score. St. Cecilia out on top. Blue Hill can tie with a three-point field goal here. Here's Parker Trumbull into the ball game now for Blue Hill. Comes out on top, and St. Cecilia stays with that man-to-man to Jason Poe. There's a pass down the lane. It's going to be intercepted. Nope, it's out of bounds. St. Cecilia get their hands on it there. But the ball lost out of bounds. It's going to be Blue Hill inbounding the ball. Mitchell Rublet will inbound the ball against Cesar Tino. Rublet looking, comes way out on top. They get it out here to Hamill. Ball nearly intercepted, but Hamill gets it under control, sends it down in the corner to Rublet. His shot over Tino is going to be no good. The ball goes out of bounds, and we got a foul called here. It's going to be a rebounding foul on Cesar Tino. He picks up his first. That's going to be team foul number three on the Blue Hawks. Into the ball game now for Blue Hill is going to be Shane Kometscher. Kometscher comes in. Jaden Hamill comes out. 3:54 to play in the first quarter. 7-4 is the score. St. Cecilia with a three-point lead. Here's Maverick Busboom with it down in the corner. Comes out here to Kometscher. Kometscher dribbling with the ball, left-handed. Comes out here in three-point territory to Rublet. Swings the left side down to Parker Trumbull. Out on top now. Between the circles is going to be Maverick Busboom. Over to Kometscher, looking for some penetration. Can't do it. Dribbles to the top of the key. Now to Rublet for three. His shot is up there. No good. Tip try, no good. Rebound comes down to St. Cecilia. Chris Hartford with the ball. Now to Cannon Howell down the near sideline. That's going to be Asher with the ball. The Sheehy cross-court pass goes to Tino. He drives the shot. No good, but he's fouled in the play. Cesar Tino taking the ball with a hole there for St. Cecilia. Now he'll go to the free throw line as he is fouled in the play. 3:22 to play here in the first quarter. 7-4. The Hawks have the lead as Tino goes to the line for the first time here tonight. Cesar is a 70% foul shooter. The personal foul went on Jason Poe. That's going to be his first, team foul number three on the Bobcats in the ball game. Shot from the free throw line is going to be no good by Cesar. Tino is a 70% foul shooter on the season. And he'll have another shot here. Cesar throws it up there, and the shot is going to be good. So he's now got a point in the ball game, 8-4. Adams Central has beaten Central City tonight 61-23. That game is now final up at the Aurora Sports Complex. Adams Central 61, Central City 23. 8-4 here. Hastings St. Cecilia with the lead. Luke Feynman. Now it's going to be Rublet with the ball. Mitchell Rublet brings it into the offensive zone here as they get it to a Maverick Busboom. Dribbles the ball into the paint. Throws it out to Trumbull. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Ball swatted around. It's picked up in the lane here by Groffel, who's back into the ball game. Out of Jamison Esch to the near sideline. That's going to be Brooks Asher with the ball. Now to Cannon Howell. Back out to Esch in three-point territory. Runs the offense. Goes over to Brooks Asher. Comes across the top. They get it down there. The Sheehy kicks her back out. Top of the key. Three-pointer is thrown up there. It's going to be no good by Esch. Ball is recovered on the baseline there by Groffel, but he was out of bounds. So it's going to be Blue Hill playing the ball in here in backcourt. 2 minutes and 44 seconds to play here in this first quarter. And Adams Central picking up a win in the first ball game up at the Aurora Sports Complex tonight, 61-23 over Central City. Here's Blue Hill back with the ball at their offensive end. Shane Kometscher has got the ball. Kometscher comes out between the circles. That's going to be Maverick Busboom with the ball. Busboom moves over on the wing, and now the head coach for the Blue Hill Bobcats, Joe Hubble, wants to call a timeout. 2 minutes and 25 seconds to play here in the first quarter. We'll take a break with a score. St. Cecilia 8, Blue Hill 4. The superheroes are
Glenwood is Central Nebraska's leading provider of latest computer, internet, and networking technology, but our specialty is taking exceptional care of our customers. Friend us on Facebook or visit shopglenwood.net. We are your superheroes of service.
When it hurts, come to Burt's. Burt's Drug Stores in Hastings has the best prescription and over-the-counter service and free delivery 6 days a week. You get old-fashioned know-you-by-your-first-name personal service at Burt's Drug Store downtown Hastings and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
1230 KHAS.
Back here at the Sandy Creek High School tonight, 8-4 is the score. St. Cecilia with the lead over the Blue Hill Bobcats. Other games going on in the dial tonight. Sandy Creek is playing Grand Island Central Catholic on the breeze. KYQ 94.5. Also, we've got Minden and Gibbon tonight on Classic Hits, 98.9 KKPR. As Hastings St. Cecilia in Blue Hill here tonight on 1230 KHAS. Driving for the hole, it's going to be Kometcher. His shot is up and in. Shane Kometcher gets his first field goal, and the Bobcats are back within 2 points. 8-6 after St. Cecilia got onto a 7-0 lead in this ball game. There's a pass in the lane. It's going to be out for the fingertips of Esch on the bounce. St. Cecilia trying to turn up the tempo here in this ball game. Esch had his hands on the ball right in front of the basket there and lost it out of the bounce. The second turnover on the Blue Hawks. Now St. Cecilia will attack here in backcourt defensively. Mitchell Rublet has got the ball with under 2 minutes to play here in the opening quarter. Rublet brings the ball across the midcourt stripe. Goes over to Kometcher. Free throw line extended left side. Jason Poe, top of the key. St. Cecilia drops back into man-to-man. Here's Rublet on the wing on the right side. Bounce pass. Goes inside. That's Golter with the ball working. Throws up a shot. It's going to be up there. In and out. No good. Rebound. Comes down to Groffel. Groffel has got it now to Esch. Goes into the far sideline to Sheehy, who's back into the ball game. Alex Sheehy out to Joel Groffel now. Groffel holding on to it. Comes out to Cesar Tino between the circles. Blue Hill is in a man-to-man defense. Cesar Tino moves over to Alex Sheehy. Sheehy over here to Groffel now. Just to the right of the lane. Out to Cesar Tino for three. Shot good. Cesar Tino knocks down a three-pointer for St. Cecilia. He's got 4 points in the ball game, and the Hawks are back out on top by 5 points, 11-6. And now we got a foul called here on the near sideline. It's going to go on Esch. Jamison Esch picks up the personal foul as Rublet tries to bring the ball up the near sideline here for Blue Hill. Esch picks up the foul. Esch comes out of the ball game now. Asher comes back in there. 1:05 to play here in the first quarter. 11-6 is the score. St. Cecilia's got the lead. Mitchell Rublet has got the ball now for Blue Hill. Ball poked away by Tino. Rublet picks it back up. Here's a Maverick bus boom. They go back door to Rublet, and he can't hang on to it. The ball is knocked loose as it goes ricocheting off of the glass, and the ball is brought down here by Groffel. Third turnover on Blue Hiller in the ball game. Caesar comes back the other way. His driving layup is going to be no good. Tino gets his own rebound. Tino out here in three-point territory. Now to Asher as they swing it right side to Sheehy. Down on the baseline, holding the ball there is going to be Groffel. Out to Tino, dribbles the ball to the free throw line. Stumbles, loses control of the ball. He's going to be picked up here by Rublet. Third turnover on St. Cecilia. Back the other way. There's a Golter. His pass deflected, picked up in the corner. Long-range jumper thrown up by Busboom, no good. Rebound comes down to Groffel. Joel Groffel down the near sideline to Brooks Asher. Thought about the three. Drives it down to the baseline. Stops. Comes out to Groffel. 4-3. A shot up there. It's going to be around the rim. Falls off. No good. Battling for the loose ball. It's brought down there by Blue Hill. 6 seconds. 5 seconds. Running back the other way is Busboom. Long pass down to floor to Hamill. His shot is up there. It's going to be off of the rim. No good. That's the end of the first quarter of play. So up and down here in this first period here tonight at Sandy Creek High School. After one quarter, it's Hastings St. Cecilia 11, Blue Hill 6.
Farm Bureau agent Marty DeMuth in Hastings knows health insurance. As an independent and authorized producer of Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association, Marty DeMuth will work with you to make sure you have health insurance coverage that fits your needs. His approach is simple. He listens and will tailor a policy that will work within your budget. When you need health insurance, there's just one person to call. Marty DeMuth, your local Farm Bureau agent. Securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC, Affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
Thramer's Food Center is located in downtown Blue Hill. At Thramer's, they take pride in their fresh meat produce and their fast, friendly hometown service. Stop in for their daily lunch specials, some home fried chicken, or any of their delicious deli items. Open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m., and Saturdays, 8 to 5:30. Good luck, Bobcats, from Tim and Deb and the crew at Thramer's Food Center in Blue Hill.
1230 KHAS.
High school basketball tonight here on 1230 KHIS. Also online at www.hastingslink.com. And also at PlatteRiverPreps.com. We're at Sandy Creek. 11-6 is the score. St. Cecilia with the lead over the Blue Hill Bobcats. Hartford, his shot is going to be up there. It's going to be knocked out of his hands. And it's picked up by Blue Hill. Long pass down the floor. Rublin has got the ball now. Mitchell Rublin from 15. A shot in and out. No good. Ball's off the right side. And the rebound comes down here to Groffel. Joel Groffel comes back the other way for St. Cecilia to Cesar Tino, top of the key. Cesar Tino down in the corner. That's Esch with the ball. Gets away, dribbles into the paint, throws it down in the corner on the right side. That's Sheehy. Out of Brooks Asher, comes across the top to Cesar Tino. Out of Brooks for three. His shot is up there. It's going to be way off of the mark. No good. Rebound comes down to Blue Hill. 11-6, St. Cecilia with the lead here in the second quarter. Down the far sideline. That's Busboom with the ball. Now to Golter. His shot's going to be blocked down by Hartford. The ball's going to be retrieved here by St. Cecilia. That's Groffel with it now. To Cesar Tino as he runs her back the other way. Tino gets away from Rublin. Comes out here to Groffel. Back out to Cesar. Top of the key. Takes the three-pointer. His shot is up there. It's good. They gave him room out there. And Cesar Tino knocks down his second three-pointer of the ball game. And now the head coach for Blue Hill, Joe Hubble, wants to call a timeout. 6 minutes and 55 seconds to play. Here in the second quarter, we'll take a break with the score. St. Cecilia 14, Blue Hill 6.
It's snowing hard, and your family has a million places to go. You gotta get out of the garage now, and it's no time for amateurs. Thankfully, you're a pro with lots of winters under your belt. You grab your Toro snow thrower, it starts right up. The truth is, you crave the adrenaline rush of clearing the driveway in record time. And just like that, you're done.
Find the full line of Toro snowblowers at Big G Ace, your friendly, helpful hardware place, North Highway 281 in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
At the end of the first quarter, Minden is out on top of Gibbon in the C19 sub-district tournament at Grand Island Northwest. 11-10 is the score there. Minden with a one-point lead. Again, Kearney Catholic goes into overtime. In the first game, they beat St. Paul 66-58. 14-6 here. Hastings St. Cecilia with a lead over Blue Hill. After Donovan Trumbull won the opener here tonight, there's a pass down. Moe's going to be intercepted. Intercepted by Groffel. The ball is knocked into the forecourt. There's a shot by Hartford. His shot's going to be blocked down. Possible goaltending there. They didn't get it. Here comes Blue Hill back the other direction. Now a double dribble violation back the other way. So four turnovers on Blue Hill. St. Cecilia's turned the ball over four times. 6.5 minutes to play here in the second quarter. 14-6. The Hawks have the lead. Here comes Esch back into the ballgame now for St. Cecilia, replacing Brooks Asher. Donovan Trumbull winning the first ball game here tonight at Sandy Creek by a score of 57-15 over Superior. Here's Jamison Esch with the ball. Esch brings it back into the offensive zone. Alex Sheehy with it now to the top of the key as he hands it away to Cesar. Cesar with a couple of three-pointers so far. Has handed the ball away, a little weave out here in three-point territory. That's Esch with the ball. Now to Cesar Tino. He drives it down to the baseline. Cesar stops, goes to Hartford. He takes it into the paint, kicks it out here to Groffel. Now right side to Sheehy. He shot for three, is up there, no good. Sheehy knocked down, no foul called. Rebound Blue Hill. Long pass down to Florida Feynman. His shot good. Luke Feynman scores on the transition. That's his first field goal. Blue Hill is back to within 6 points, 14-8. Here's Cesar. His shot is up there and in. Cesar Tino drives it into the hole and scores. He's got 9 points now in the ballgame. He's got 9 out of the 16. 16-8 is the score now. St. Cecilia's doubled the score on the Bobcats. Off of the baseline, a shot by Jason Poe is going to be no good. Rebounded here by Groffel again of St. Cecilia. Gets it away to Esch into the forecourt. Now to Sheehy. Sheehy comes out to Esch, top of the circle. Over on the right side to Cesar Tino. Tino trying to drive it. He spins it right side of the lane, and a foul is going to be called. Personal foul here is going to go on Blue Hill at the 5:24 mark of the second quarter. The foul is going to be whistled on Drury, Keithan Drury, out of a Blue Hill. He just checked in there and picks up the personal foul. Tino comes out, checking into the ball game now. It's going to be Tommy O'Keefe for St. Cecilia. Hawks will inbound, baseline left side underneath their own basket. Esch will get things in. Chris Hartford on the baseline, who hands it away again to Esch. Bounce pass out on top to Howell. Free throw line jumper is put up there. It's off of the left side, no good. And the rebound is going to be brought down here by Blue Hill. Hamill throws the ball down the floor. It's going to be too far. Trying to get it to a Drury, and they threw it too far. Turnover number 5 on Blue Hill here in the ball game. Bobcats have done a good job all season long taking care of the ball. They've been averaging only 11 turnovers per game. St. Cecilia averages 12 turnovers per game. They forced 10 on the other end. St. Cecilia is out on top of Blue Hill tonight in blue in a boys high school basketball. 16-8 is the score. As we approach the five-minute mark here in the second quarter, Jamison Ash has got it over. Alex Tino, rather to Alex Sheehy on the wing over there on the right side. Now out on top to Hartford. Hartford takes it to the free throw line, down the lane. He goes, his shot is up there, is no good, and he's fouling the play. So personal foul here is going to go on Blue Hill. It's going to send Hartford to the free throw line at the 4:55 mark. That's the fourth team foul called on the Bobcats here in this first half of play. The foul goes on Feynman. That's going to be his first. Hartford's free throw is up there. It's off of the mark. No good. Hartford just a 45% foul shooter in the season. He's 29 out of 63 from the free throw line. He'll have another shot here. St. Cecilia's a team hitting 61% of their foul shots. 16-8 is the score. St. Cecilia with a lead. Next shot is up there. It's good. 17-8. Biggest lead of the ball game now for St. Cecilia. Here comes Blue Hill back in the offensive zone. Komacher is back into the ball game. He handles it out on top. Here's a pass that's going to be intercepted. Intercepted by Howell as he drives it back the other way. Shoots, drives, and scores. Cannon Howell scores there for St. Cecilia. That's his first field goal. That's now a 19-8 ball game in favor of the Blue Hawks at the 4.5-minute mark of this second quarter play. Driving down the right side of the lane is Rublin. He loses control of the ball, goes out of bounds, and a turnover here on Blue Hill. Trying to get it down in the corner to Jason Poe, and they couldn't connect. That's the sixth turnover on Blue Hill here in the ball game. And now O'Keefe will inbound the ball here for St. Cecilia. Here comes Skoke into the ball game. Thomas Skoke comes in for the first time for the Blue Hawks, replacing Hartford. 4:25 to play here in this second quarter. 19-8 is the score. St. Cecilia with the lead. Hawks led 11-6 after the first quarter. Here's Jamison Esch. Moves it to the right side of the floor. Lobs it inside down to Skoke. He is double-teamed. Skoke kicks her back out to Esch in the corner. His shot is up there. It's in and out. No good. Rebound is loose, and we got a foul call on the rebound. The foul is going to go on the rebound. It's going to go on St. Cecilia. That means Blue Hill will come back the other direction. The foul is going to go on Skoke. That's going to be his first. Cesar Tino back into the ball game now for St. Cecilia, replacing O'Keefe. Coming back in is going to be Brooks Asher. He's going to come in there. Coming out is going to be Alex Sheehy. 19-8 is the score. St. Cecilia looking for their 10th win of the season here tonight. And a meeting with Donovan Trumbull in the championship game of this sub-district tournament. There's a shot by Busboom. It's way off of the mark. No good. And it goes out of bounds. It just barely draws iron, and then it goes trickling out of bounds here. So one shot and done. Blue Hill will drop back in their man-to-man defense. St. Cecilia will play things in here in backcourt. 3 minutes and 52 seconds to play. Ball got away on the stage area here as they chase her down. Now we're sent to go. As Esch will bring the ball back for St. Cecilia. Left-handed dribble into the offensive zone. Goes over to Cesar Tino. Around the screen from Skoke. Moves it to the right side of the floor. Down on the baseline. Esch driving it toward the goal. His pass is going to be ricocheting off of the glass. And the ball is brought down here by Blue Hill. Back the other way. Hamill's shot from 15 is good. Jaden Hamill knocks down a 15-footer left side of the lane. 19-10 is the score now. Bobcats back to within 9 points. St. Cecilia with the ball. Out on top, here's Brooks Asher at the top of the circle. Moves over to Cesar Tino for three. Shot is up there. It's off of the mark. No good. Crashing the boards with Skokie. Fell down with the ball. It goes out of bounds. And it's going to be, let's see, it's going to be St. Cecilia ball as they will play things in down here. The Hawks will play her in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. With Jamison Esch doing the honors. 3:15 to play in the second quarter. 19-10. The Blue Hawks have the lead. Esch gets it in to Tino. Out to Asher. Brooks Asher dribbling on the ball. That's the top of the key. Down in the corner. Tino has got it. Now to Asher. Over here. Skoke with the ball. Back down in the corner. With the ball there is Brooks Asher. He puts it on the floor and dribbles out here between the circles again. Runs the offense. Tino on the wing on the right side. Hartford now to Esch. Esch moves it back to Tino for three. Shot is up there. It's going to falls off. No good. Rebound Asher. Brooks Asher has got it. Comes back out. Territory. Esch has got it. Now to Tino again. Fakes the three. Dribbles the ball into the hole. By Maverick Busboom of Blue. Damon comes back into the ball game. Parker Trumbull checked out now for Blue Hill head coach Joe Humble. St. Cecilia plays things into the 2:40 mark of the second quarter. Esch comes out here to Tino, now to Asher. Brooks Asher directing some traffic. He'll send He's going to send Esch over on the wing on the left side. Tino has got it. Now to Esch down in the corner. Lobs it inside. There's Hartford shot up and in. Chris Hartford scores his first field goal. And the Blue Hawks go out on top now by a score of 21-10 here in the ball game. There's a shot in the lane. It's up there. No good by Busboom. Follow shot is up and in. Busboom got his own rebound and follows there for Blue Hill to make it a 21-12 ball game. Here's Tino. He drives the ball in the hole. The ball's going to be poked away and a foul is going to be called. Busboom picks up the personal foul on the other end for Blue Hill. That's going to be his second. Team foul number 5 on the Bobcats. And they're going to say this is a shooting foul. Going to the free throw line is going to be Tino. Caesar so far has got 9 points in the ball game, 1 out of 2 from the free throw line. 70% foul shooter. His shot is up there. It's going to be good. Tomorrow night, Hastings College basketball on 1230 KHS. Well, the GPAC tournament. The Hastings College men will be playing at Midland tomorrow night at 7. We'll have it here for you here on 1230 KHS. The Hastings College women will be playing at 7 o'clock tomorrow night in Sioux City against Morningside. 23-12 is the score now as Cesar Tino knocks down his second free throw. Tino now with 11 points. He's got 11 out of the 23 for St. Cecilia. Hamill has got the ball. Free throw line extended right side. The Maverick bus boom on the right wing. And now he tooted the whistle away from all the action. And a foul is going to be called here. It's going to go on St. Cecilia. It's going to go on Groffel. That's going to be his first. Team foul number 5 on the Blue Hawks here in the first half. Non-shooting situation. So it'll be Blue Hill inbounding the ball. Baseline right side with Busboom as he lobs it out here to Rublet. Back to Busboom. And now a foul is going to be called right in front of us. And a foul is going to be called on Luke Feynman. Feynman setting up an illegal screen on the right side of the lane. It picks up his second personal foul. Team foul number 7 on the Bobcats. 1:55 to play here in the second quarter. 23-12 is the score. St. Cecilia leading by 11. Here's Esch with the ball. Brings it back into the forecourt. Comes over here to Brooks Asher. Now to Tino. Caesar Tino holds the ball there against Kohlmetscher. Far sideline is going to be Asher. His pass is going to be deflected out of bounds. Jaden Hamill got his hands on it there for Blue Hill. 1:40 left in the second quarter. 23-12, St. Cecilia with the lead. Hawks will inbound to Tino. Out of Brooks Asher, top of the circle. Brooks Asher works out on top against Mitchell Rublet of Blue Hill. To the far sideline again to Tino. About 35 feet away from the basket. They get it out here now to Jamison Esch. The pace slowing down a little bit for the Hawks offensively now. Here's Groffel with the ball on the wing. Joel Groffel trying to penetrate. Goes to Esch. Comes out to Brooks Asher. Now to Esch again. Out in 3-point territory with 1:15 to play. Hartford with the ball. Hartford spins towards baseline. Puts a man in the air. Goes up for the shot. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Blue Hill. That's Maverick Busboom with a rebound. Bounce pass up the floor. They get it to Hamill. Hamill down to the near sideline to Kohlmetscher. Comes out here to Maverick Busboom. Lobs it back inside and a foul is going to be called. Got her back in there to Luke Feynman and a foul is going to be called in St. Cecilia. Goes on Hartford. That's going to be his first. That's team foul number 7 on the Blue Hawks. And now Blue Hill has reached the bonus situation here. Luke Feynman will go to the free throw line. Sheehy comes in. Brooks Asher comes out. Feynman to the free throw line here for Blue Hill. And his shot is up there. It's going to be off of the mark. No good. Misses the front end of the 1-1. 55 seconds to play now here in the second quarter. The Hawks have the ball. Esch comes up. Gives it to Sheehy down in the corner on the left side. Who lobs her back out here. 3-point territory to Esch. Now to Sheehy on the wing. Alex Sheehy dribbles it to the top of the key. Blue Hill's in the man-to-man. Sheehy moves it over here. That's going to be Esch with the ball. He dribbles left to right across the top of the key to Hartford. Back out to Esch. He holds it now with 30 seconds to play here in the second quarter. There's Groff with the ball. Takes it down the lane. And now we got a timeout called. Kevin Asher wants to call a timeout here for St. Cecilia. 26 seconds to play in the second quarter. We'll take a break with the score. The Blue Hawks 23 and the Bobcats 12.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in 3 grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
Say it with flowers from Bob's Ass Flowers. Bob's Ass Flowers has beautiful, fresh flowers, single blooms, vibrant bouquets, green plants, and many more unique gifts for your home and business decor. Weddings and special occasions, too. Bob's Ass Flowers, 2618 West 2nd, Hastings, open Monday through Saturday.
1230 KHAS.
High school basketball tonight from Sandy Creek High School. This is the C29 Sub-District Basketball Tournament. The road to Lincoln begins here tonight for area teams. Adams Central has already won tonight. Donovan Trumbull has won in the opening round of this tournament. Adams Central playing up in Aurora tonight. They came up winners, big over Central City. 23-12 is the score here. Saint Cecilia with the lead. There's a feed inside to Hartford. His shot is up there. It's good, and he's fouling a play. Saint Cecilia out of the timeout. Gets Hartford loose on the baseline. He scores easily. He is fouling a play here by Feynman. Feynman just picked up his third personal foul. Chris Hartford picks up his second field goal in the ballgame. He's now got 5 points. So Feynman in some foul trouble with three. He will check out. Maverick Busboom comes back into the ballgame now for the Bobcats. Hartford goes back to the free throw line. He's one out of two so far from the line. His shot is up there, and the shot good. So a three-point play by Chris Hartford. He's going to check out into the ballgame now. Thomas Koch. 20 seconds to play here in the second quarter. 26-12. St. Cecilia's out on top here in the ballgame. Here comes Mitchell Rublin with the ball. Rublin walks it across the 10-second line. Picked up out there by Sheehy. Alex Sheehy right in his face. Rublin looking at the clock. We're down to 10 seconds to go. Rublin off here to Maverick Busboom. A shot for the baseline is going to be up there. No good. Rebound comes down to Skok. 2 seconds. 1 second. Skok from half court. His shot is up there. No good. And that is the end of the first half of play. So Easting St. Cecilia has got the lead here at halftime. They led 11-6 after the first quarter. And the Blue Hawks now have the lead at halftime over the Blue Hill Bobcats. The score, Easting St. Cecilia 26, Blue Hill 12. You're listening to high school basketball on 1230 KHAS.
Rogers Incorporated, better service built this business.
Shop at Rogers Incorporated for the area's largest selection of appliances from Amana, KitchenAid, Maytag, and Whirlpool. A staff that knows their products inside and out, the best price, and most of all, the service. From when you walk in to the delivery to your home, you'll see why Rogers Service built this business.
Rogers Incorporated, better service.
When you need power, think Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. Husker Power Products is your provider of GM natural gas and propane engines, Isuzu diesel, all customized for your application. A business backed by fast response, service when you need it, and straightforward answers. Think locally owned and operated Husker Power Products when you need power. Located at 2955 West Highway 6 in Hastings, or online at huskerpowerproducts.com.
Ron's Good Neighbor Pharmacy should be your pharmacy in Blue Hill. They give you complete prescription service, and mail-out service is also available. Ron's Pharmacy also has school supplies, American greeting cards, sundries, Russell Stover's candy, and Timex watches. You can trust and depend on their reliability because they've been serving you for more than 30 years. Ron's Pharmacy proudly supports academics and athletics in Blue Hill and wishes all the athletes and coaches good luck. Ron's Pharmacy, your Blue Hill Good Neighbor Pharmacy.
1230 KHAS.
High school basketball tonight here on 1230 KHAS and also online at www.hastingslink.com. Their internet streaming brought to you by Hastings College. Nationally ranked athletics, nationally known academics. Pursue your passion at Hastings College. You can find out more. Visit their new website at www.hastingsbroncos.com. We're in halftime in the C2-9 sub-district basketball tournament game. This is game number two here tonight. It is Hastings St. Cecilia out on top of Blue Hill at the break. The score is 26-12. St. Cecilia jumped out to a 7-0 lead in this ball game, but Blue Hill came back to make it an 8-6 ball game in the first quarter. Finally, 11-6 in favor of the Hawks at the end of one. St. Cecilia then expanded the lead in the second quarter, got into a 19-8 lead with about 4.5 minutes to play in the first half. And right now, they've got a double-digit lead at halftime. The score is 26-14 over Blue. Six people have scored 2 points apiece for Blue Hill. Maverick Busboom, a field goal for two. Chase Golter, a field goal for two. Jaden Hamill has got a field goal for two. Shane Kometcher is throwing in one basket for 2 points. He's 0 for 1 from the free throw line. Mitchell Rublin has been held to just 2 points tonight on a field goal. Blue Hill has got one free throw. They missed that. That was from Luke Feynman. So that's it. Six field goals, 12 points here at halftime here tonight. Hastings St. Cecilia being led by Cesar Tino. Tino in the ballgame. He's got a two-pointer, and he is 3 out of 4 from the free throw line. So Cesar Tino has got 11 points in the game. Chris Hartford has got a couple of field goals. He is 2 out of 3 from the free throw line. He has got 6. Jamison Esch has got a field goal. He is 1 out of 1 from the free throw line for 3 points. Cannon Howell has got a field goal for 2. Joel Groffel has got a field goal, actually a couple of free throws and 2 points in the first half. St. Cecilia 8 out of 10 from the free throw line in the first half. So the Hawks have the lead over Blue Hill by the score of 26-12. We'll come back and get some more halftime stuff for you as we continue on 1230 KHAS.
Farm Bureau agent Marty DeMuth in Hastings knows health insurance. As an independent and authorized producer of Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association, Marty DeMuth will work with you to make sure you have health insurance coverage that fits your needs. His approach is simple. He listens and will tailor a policy that will work within your budget. When you need health insurance, there's just one person to call. Marty DeMuth, your local Farm Bureau agent. Securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC, affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
The superheroes of service, powered by Glenwood.
Glenwood is Central Nebraska's leading provider of latest computer, internet, and networking technology, but our specialty is taking exceptional care of our customers. Friend us on Facebook or visit shopglenwood.net. We are your superheroes of service.
Insurance Plus Financial Services means more than insurance. They have a full line of investments plus life, health, and long-term care. Also offering both bookkeeping and tax preparation services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Halftime, Hastings St. Cecilia with the lead over the Blue Hill Bobcats here tonight in the C29 Sub-District Basketball Tournament, 26-12, St. Cecilia with the lead. First ball game tonight, Donovan Trumbull takes care of Superior by a score of 57-15. Donovan Trumbull got into a big lead in that contest. In fact, they led 10-0. It wasn't until the 5-minute and 20-second mark that Superior finally got a score on the scoreboard to make it 10-2. Donovan Trumbull then scores 9 straight points to lead 19-2. And you get the picture, it was a blowout city here tonight. Donovan Trumbull led 19-7 at the end of the first quarter, 29-11 at halftime, 44-15 after three. Superior did not score in the fourth quarter, scored only 4 points in the entire second half as they lose tonight to Donovan Trumbull, 57-15. So the Cardinals now 16-6 on the season. They'll play the winner of this ball game coming up on Thursday night at 7 o'clock right back here at Sandy Creek. Ian Askey led the way today for the Cardinals. He had 15 points on 5 3-pointers. Blake Treat also in double figures as he scores 12. So Donovan Trumbull picks up the win, the 7th-ranked team in Class C2 as they move on to the sub-district finals. Doesn't appear that there's going to be a whole lot of activity on Thursday night. They've already discussed things, and it appears that the sub-district championship ball game here at this tournament at least is going to be played on Saturday night. From earlier today, it was the Adams Central Patriots. They picked up a win in the opening round of the C16 sub-district tournament at the Aurora Sports Complex. So the Patriots will play either Sandy Creek or Grand Island Central Catholic in the finals on Thursday night at 6:30. At Grand Island Northwest tonight, Kearney Catholic had to go into overtime to beat St. Paul on a score of 66-58. That's at Grand Island Northwest tonight. And also we got a score in from girls high school basketball. It's now final at the A6. Actually, it should be the B6 district tournament, or the B5 district tournament at Grand Island Senior High. It was the Aurora Huskies beating Hastings High by a score of 45-33. So the season is over for the Tigers, and Aurora will move on. They'll play Grand Island Northwest tomorrow at 5 o'clock as they have shuttled some things around in their tournament. Grand Island Northwest will play Aurora tomorrow at 5 o'clock at Grand Island Senior High. The other semifinal game is going to be nowhere close. They're going to be playing this one out at Elm Creek. Lexington will take on Holdridge tomorrow afternoon at 4:30. So they've made do with the weather situation, the impending weather coming in this weekend. They'll move up the games by a day, and they'll play at both Grant Highland and Elm Creek tomorrow. Kind of a unique situation for a district tournament. But Northwest plays Aurora tomorrow at 5 at Grand Island Senior High. Lexington against Holdridge in the 4:30 ball game out at Elm Creek. We're at halftime here. Hastings St. Cecilia with the lead over Blue Hill. The score is 26-12. Here at halftime, we've got the second half coming up. You're listening to high school basketball on 1230 KHAS.
New Beginnings Preschool in Blue Hill has been in business for over 5 years, helping your children grow and learn. At New Beginnings, your 4 and 5-year-old will enjoy a warm, nurturing atmosphere filled with social and academic activities. Licensed and certified, teacher and owner Sharon Kruger invites you in for a look around. They're located at 533 West Gage or call 756-3624 for more information. Best of luck to the Bobcats from New Beginnings Preschool in Blue Hill, 756-3624.
Whether you're thinking of buying or selling, contact the Real Estate Group of Hastings at 402-461-4888. Or you can log on to our website at regrouphastings.com for current listings, virtual tours, open houses, and agent information. For professional service you've come to expect, follow the leader, Real Estate Group of Hastings.
The superheroes of service, powered by Glenwood.
Glenwood is Central Nebraska's leading provider of latest computer, internet, and networking technology, but our specialty is taking exceptional care of our customers. Friend us on Facebook or visit shopglenwood.net. We are your superheroes of service.
1230 KHAS.
No score in for you. After one quarter, Grand Island Central Catholic is leading Sandy Creek to score 14-8. That's the other game going on at the Aurora Sports Complex tonight. The winner gets the Adams Central Patriots on Thursday. Grand Island Central Catholic with a lead over Sandy Creek after one quarter, 14-8. 26-12 here. Here's Blue Hill in the opening possession of the fourth quarter. Shot's going to be taken up there. It's going to be no good by Feynman, and a foul's going to be called. Personal foul's going to go on St. Cecilia. So 6 field goals out of 6 different players for Blue Hill in the first half of play. 26-12, that's all their production they got. Rublet shot off of the baseline, is up and in, a three-pointer. Mitchell Rublet, an off-balance three-pointer from the deep right corner, scores for Blue Hill. It's now a 27-15 ball game. St. Cecilia comes back the other direction. Blue Hill will stay with their man-to-man defense here in the second half. That's going to be Sheehy with the ball, dribbles to the top of the key, gives it away now to Esch. Esch looking, finally puts it on the floor himself. Now picks up the dribble, goes to Cesar Tino. Tino moves it over in the far sideline. That's Alex Sheehy. Bombs it inside to Hartford. Kicks it down in the corner to Groffel. Back inside to Hartford. He spins. Double team. Goes up with a shot. Powers his way to the goal. His shot no good, but he's fouling the play. Hartford is knocked down, and a personal foul is going to be called here on the Bombcats of Blue Hill. That's going to send Chris Hartford to the free throw line. First personal foul in Blue Hill here in the second half of play, as Hartford will toe the mark here for St. Cecilia for 2 shots, 2 out of 3 so far tonight from the line. His first one is up there and in. Personal foul goes on Chase Golter, and that's going to be his first. Hartford has signed a letter of intent to play football at Hastings College next year. Head coach Tony Harper. Hartford to the free throw line. Next one is up there. It's going to be around the rim. Falls off, no good. And the rebound comes down here to the Blue Hill Bombcats. Mitchell Rublet with the ball as he works out on top against the Cesar Tino. Moves it to the wing on the right side. Rublet now picks up the dribble. Comes out here to Maverick Busboom. Maverick Busboom being guarded out here by Sheehy. Sent to the far sideline. That's going to be Dayton Hamill with the ball, who sends it down low. There's a, nope, it's going to be a pass back out here to Hamill, top of the key. Now over here on the wing on the right side, that's a Golter with the ball. Inside to Feynman. His shot from 10, no good. And the rebound comes down to Esch for St. Cecilia. Long pass down to floor to Sheehy. Drives, shoots, and scores. Alex Sheehy scores there. That's his second field goal. And the Blue Hawks go out on top now by a score of 29-15 in the ball game. 6.5 to play here in the third quarter. Back with the ball for Blue Hill is going to be a Rublet. Now he's double-teamed out here in three-point territory, and a foul is going to be called. Sheehy goes for the steal, and he picks up the personal foul instead. Alex Sheehy picks up his first. That's team foul number 1 on the Blue Hawks here in this second half of play. 29-15 is the score. St. Cecilia with the lead. Blue Hill with the ball. Mitchell Rublet works out top as he goes to Hamill. His pass in the wing is going to be intercepted. Intercepted there by Esch as he drives it, shoots and scores, and he's fouling the play. Jamison Esch got the steal and the field goal on the other end. A turnover on Blue Hill. That's their 7th of the ball game. And now Esch will go to the free throw line and try to tack on one more at the 6:08 mark of this third quarter. It's 31-15. The Hawks have the lead. The personal foul is going to be whistled on Hamill. That's going to be his second. Team foul number 2 on the Bobcats. So Jamison Esch trying to add one right here. He's a 72% foul shooter. His shot is up there and in. Jamison Ash now with 6 points in the ball game. It's 32-15 in favor of St. Cecilia at the 6:04 mark of this third quarter. And Kometscher loses the ball out of bounds. Shane Kometscher on a deep wing on the left side lost the ball out of bounds on the pass from Luke Feynman. That's going to be turnover number 8 on the Bobcats here in the basketball game. So it's 32-15. St. Cecilia with the lead, and the Hawks have the ball. Alex Sheehy has got it now. Takes it to the top of the key, moves it to the right side of the floor, moves it down there. Down in the corner to Ash. Comes back out to Groffel. Entry pass to get it inside to Hartford. Hartford is double teamed, and the foul is going to be called. Every time Chris Hartford catches the ball, Blue Hill sags back with a double team down there, and they commit the personal foul here. Going to go on Golter. That's going to be his second personal. Team foul number 3, and the Bobcats here in the second half of play. Ash will play things in to Caesar Tino. Tino puts it on the floor and dribbles out here in the three-point territory. Tino to the wing on the left side, sends it down in the corner. Sheehy for 3, shot is up there, no good. Tino with a rebound. He lost the ball on a baseline. It is picked up here by Kometscher. Kometscher now for Blue Hill, gets it to Golter. Golter gets it into the hands of Maverick Busboom. He walks it across the mid-court stripe here. Busboom moves it over to Rublet on the wing on the right side. Mitchell Rublet hanging on to the ball there, directing some traffic, sends it down in the corner to Chase Golter. Golter moves it a couple of steps to his left, who hands the ball away. That's going to be Busboom underneath the basket, and he's fouled into play. Busboom circles around, takes it underneath the basket for a reverse layup, but he's fouled into play. Personal is going to be whistled here on Esch. That's going to be his third. And that's going to send Maverick Busboom to the free throw line here for Blue Hill. He is a 60% foul shooter, and his shot is up there. It's going to be no good. That's only the second free throw of the night for Blue Hill. Donovan Trumbull went through their entire ball game earlier tonight, and their contest was superior and did not shoot a free throw all night. Second shot is up there. It's going to be no good by Busboom, so he misses a pair. And the rebound comes down to St. Cecilia. The Hawks leading by 17 points. Here's Hartford again. He drives the baseline, puts it up there, and scores. Chris Hartford scores for St. Cecilia. He's got 9 points in the ball game. It's now a 34-15 ball game. As the Hawks are starting to stretch out the lead here in the third quarter. Maverick Busboom with the ball here on the near sideline, and now Joe Hubble wants to call a timeout. Blue Hill calls a timeout, 4 minutes and 45 seconds to play. In the third quarter, we'll take a break. St. Cecilia 34, Blue Hill 15.
Thramer's Food Center is located in downtown Blue Hill. At Thramer's, they take pride in their fresh meat produce and their fast, friendly hometown service. Stop in for their daily lunch specials, some home fried chicken, or any of their delicious deli items. Open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m., and Saturdays, 8 to 5:30. Good luck, Bobcats, from Tim and Deb and the crew at Thramer's Food Center in Blue Hill.
1230 KHAS.
Gibbon has now got the lead over Minden, 24-22. They're at halftime with a sub-district basketball being played up at Northwest tonight. Gibbon with a lead over Minden, 24-22. So some surprising basketball games going on throughout the area tonight. Getting the first one here, Donovan Trumbull picks up a big win as they knock off the Superior Wildcats tonight by a score of 57-15. Now he's seeing St. Cecilia has got the lead in the nightcap, 34-15 over Blue Hill. With 4 minutes and 45 seconds to play. Here in the third period, it's going to be Blue Hill inbounding the ball as they get it in here to a Mitchell Rublin. Rublin moves it over on the wing to a Feynman, who moves it down to the baseline to Chase Golter. Now here's a pass in the backside. Kometscher, his shot is going to be up there, no good. Rebound Feynman. His shot's going to be no good. The ball goes up over the glass out of play. And St. Cecilia will play things in. Winner of this ball game will get Donovan Trumbull on Thursday night at 7 o'clock. If they can't play then because of the weather, they've already decided they'll play it on Saturday night at 8 o'clock. Right back here at Sandy Creek High School. Here's St. Cecilia with the ball. Brooks Asher comes across the top now to Joel Groffel. Down to Caesar Tino. The ball goes right through the fingertips of Hartford down here on the baseline. Tino's pass was right out of the money. Hartford just watched it go right through his fingertips out of bounds. That's the fifth turnover on St. Cecilia in the ballgame. As we approach the four-minute mark here in the contest now in the third quarter, Rublet is shot from inside the free throw circle. The shot is good. Mitchell Rublet knocks one down for Blue Hill. He's been averaging 12 points per ballgame. He's got 7 here in this contest. 34-17, St. Cecilia with the lead. Here's Hartford drives for the hole. His shot is up there. It's going to be good, and he's fouled in the play. Chris Hartford driving the ball to the hole there for St. Cecilia. Gets the field goal to go down. And he is fouled in the play again by the Blue Hill Bobcats. It's going to go on Golter, I think. Yeah, Chase Golter just picked up his third personal foul here for Blue Hill. It's going to be Hartford going back to the free throw line. He is 3 out of 6 from the line here tonight. The score is now 36-17. St. Cecilia with the lead. As Hartford will have a charity toss here, and it's up there again. Here comes Skoke into the ball game now. Hartford checks out. Chris right now is the leading scorer for the Blue Hawks. He's got 12 points in the ball game. Cesar Tino has got 11. So those two have combined for most of the points here. The Hawks have 37 on the board. Here's Kometcher with the ball in a deep wing left side. Throws it out here to Golter at the top of the key. Now down low. His shot is up in the air. Off of the mark. No good by Jason Poe, but he has fouled in the play. Jason Poe will now go to the free throw line for Blue Hill. He had it just to the right of the basket and missed on the shot as it spins out of there. As Jason Poe will go to the free throw line here. Foul is going to go on Cannon Howell. That's going to be his second. So Jason Poe to the free throw line, just a 38% foul shooter. That one is clanked off of the left side of the iron. No good. Poe is now 15 out of 41 from the free throw line this season, averaging 2.1 points per ball game. He has not scored so far in this ball game. 37-17. The Hawks have the lead. Next shot is up there. It's going to be good. So Jason Poe gets in the scorebook. 19-point lead now for the Hawks. St. Cecilia comes back with the ball. Thomas Skoke spins toward the baseline, puts up a shot. It hits the side of the glass. It goes out of bounds, and it's going to be Blue Hill ball. Skoke went up there and hit the side of the glass, and it goes ricocheting out of bounds, so Blue Hill will play things in. 3 minutes and 30 seconds to play in this basketball game in the third quarter. St. Cecilia with the lead by 19 points. There's a bounce pass. They get it over there on the deep wing on the left side to Maverick Busboom. High right with the basketball now is Golter as he drives the ball in the lane. His shot is up and in. Chase Golter is scoring there by Blue Hill. He's got 4 points in the ball game. Here's Alex Sheehy back the other way for St. Cecilia. The Brooks Asher down to Tino on the wing. Cesar Tino angles toward the basket. His shot is up and in. Cesar Tino drives her to the hole there for St. Cecilia. He's got 13 points in the ball game. 39-20 is the score. The Hawks maintaining that 19-point lead. Here's a Mitchell Rublin with the ball picked up again by Tino out here in three-point territory. Bounce pass to Maverick Busboom, high right. Moves it down in the corner to Jason Poe, who sends it inside. That's going to be Golter with the ball. His shot is up there, no good. Golter is knocked down in the play. We got a foul called. So Golter goes to the free throw line now for Blue Hill. Personal foul is going to be whistled on St. Cecilia at the 241 mark. That's going to be the fourth team foul on the Hawks. This will go on Thomas Skoke. That's going to be his second. So Chase Golter to the free throw line here for Blue Hill. He's got 4 points so far tonight and a couple of field goals. His free throw is up there. It's going to be no good. Blue Hill is now 1 for 7 from the free throw line here tonight. Here comes Skoke out of the ball game. It's going to be Hartford coming back in. 39-20 is the score. St. Cecilia leading by 19 points. Chase Golter will have one more. His shot is up there. That one is good. 39-21. The Hawks come back with the ball now. On the dribble is going to be Brooks Asher. Blue Hill will pick up Asher right at the midcourt stripe. Asher moves it to the right side of the floor. There's a pass to Tino that's going to be slapped away out of bounds. Over here, Maverick Busboom for Blue Hill defensively. So St. Cecilia will play things in right in front of the Blue Hawk bench. It's going to be Tommy O'Keefe who's into the ball game now. He will inbound the ball for St. Cecilia. O'Keefe comes out to Tino. Tino drives it down the right side of the lane to the baseline. He can't put up a shot, though. Out to Hartford, top of the key. Now to Brooks Asher. Now to Tino. Bounce pass is going to be intercepted. Trying to get it to Cannon Howell. The ball is going to be intercepted. Back the other way is going to be Golter. He drives his shot. No good. And the rebound comes down to Hartford, and the foul is called. So Blue Hill did everything correct there in that defensive possession, except to get the driving layup on the other end. Chase Golter misses it, and then a personal foul is going to be called here on the Bobcats. It's going to go on Poe. That's going to be a second. So Jason Poe picks up a rebounding foul. That's going to be the fifth team foul in the Bobcats here in the second half of play. Tino comes out of the ball game now. And coming in again is going to be Ash. And Jamison will bring up the right sideline for the Blue Hawks. As we approach the two-minute mark, Ash gets away, takes it down to the baseline. A pass into the opposite corner to Asher. Back outside, there's a three-pointer put up there. It's no good by O'Keefe. And the rebound comes down to Busboom. Maverick Busboom for Blue Hill. to Rublin. He's going to be fouled at right. Nope, a traveling violation. Mitchell Rublin is hit with a traveling violation at the top of the key as they try to set things up offensively for the Bobcats. A minute and 54 seconds to play here in the third quarter. It's 39-21, St. Cecilia with the lead. That's the ninth turnover on Blue Hill here in the contest. Ash with the ball, now to Brooks Asher. His shot for three is up there. It's going to be good. Brooks knocks one down there for St. Cecilia. That's his first field goal in the ball game. It's now 42-21. There's a shot and win. It's going to be no good there by Hamill. The ball is poked to the near sideline. It goes out of bounds. And it's going to be, let's see, Blue Hill basketball. The Bobcats will play things in underneath their own basket. 42-21, St. Cecilia with a lead. And it's going to be Blue Hill inbounding the ball. Mitchell Rublin will inbound the ball. As he gets it into Busboom, his shot is going to be up there. It's going to be no good, and a foul is going to be called here on O'Keefe. And I think he was out in three-point territory right at the line down there in the corner. That's going to be the case. It's going to be Maverick Busboom going to the free throw line for three. O'Keefe picks up his first personal foul. So Busboom will go to the line. He's 0 for 2 so far in this contest, a 60% foul shooter in the season. This one is up there. It is good. He will get one more. He'll get two more. He was found in the active shooting in three-point territory. Busboom averaging 13 points per ball game. His next one is going to be up there. It's going to be no good. So it's now a 20-point ball game at 42-22. As Maverick Busboom will have one more here. His shot is up there, and that one is in and out, no good. Rebound comes down to St. Cecilia. Groffalo's got it. Groffalo off to Ash. 90 seconds to play here in the third quarter. Ash now to Groffalo. Now to Ash, top of the key. Brooks Asher on the wing on the left side. Brooks Asher dribbles once out to Tommy O'Keefe. Moves over to Groffalo. Entry pass, get it inside to Hartford. His shot off the window is good. Chris Hartford scores. He's having a good ball game. 14 points in the ball game now. Racing St. Cecilia. It's 44-22. Hawks leading by 22 points here in the ball game as we approach the one-minute mark. Here's Rublin now to Maverick Busboom. Busboom at the free throw line, kicks it out here as he gets it to Hamill. Now down in the baseline, driving, and shot's going to be blocked there. Jason Poe has a shot blocked away. And the ball's going to be recovered here by Ash. Ash to the near sideline now to Groffel. Takes it to the elbow, out to Ash for three. Shot is up there, good. Jamison Ash now with 9 points in the ball game. It's 47-22. St. Cecilia with a lead with 40 seconds to play here in the third quarter. Here's a Rublin with the ball. Now with a Maverick Busboom down to the baseline left side. Hamill's shot's going to be blocked down, but a foul's called. Hamill just left of the basket goes up there, and his shot's going to be blocked, but a foul's going to be called on Asher. That's going to be Brooks first. That's going to be team foul number 7 on the Blue Hawks, so that's going to send Blue Hill Jaden Hamill to the free throw line. His shot is up there. It's going to be good. Hamill gets the free throw to go down. It's now 47-23. Now St. Cecilia. No, Blue Hill's going to send a bunch of new players in there. Drury's going to come in. Also coming in is going to be Kometcher. Coming in for St. Cecilia is going to be Zach Kitten. And going out is going to be Jamison Esch. 47-23 with 31 seconds to play in the third quarter. Jaden Hamill will toe the mark for his second shot. It's up there, and that one is good. Hamill hits a couple of free throws, and now Blue Hill applies some pressure back here. Cesar Tino gets the ball away. That's Groffel with the ball, leading a three-on-three break back to Ekthua to a Zach Kitten. Kitten comes out in three-point territory. That's going to be, let's see, Sheehy has got it now to Tino. Kevin Asher says, let's play for one here, gang. Down to 15 seconds to play in the third quarter. His team leading 47-24. Sheehy, free throw line extended right side, gets it out here to Groffel. Gets away, dribbles down the lane, stops and pops his shot. It's up there and in. Joel Groffel gets the field goal, and they play it in. That's the end of the third quarter of play. So the Hawks get a score right at the end of the third quarter to go out on top by 25 points here in this one. 8 minutes to go in this boys' high school basketball game. We head to the fourth quarter with a score. Hastings St. Cecilia 49, Blue Hill 24.
Ron's Good Neighbor Pharmacy should be your pharmacy in Blue Hill. They give you complete prescription service, and mail-out service is also available. Ron's Pharmacy also has school supplies, American greeting cards, sundries, Russell Stover's candy, and Timex watches. You can trust and depend on their reliability because they've been serving you for more than 30 years. Ron's Pharmacy proudly supports academics and athletics in Blue Hill and wishes all the athletes and coaches good luck. Ron's Pharmacy, your Blue Hill Good Neighbor Pharmacy.
If you need relief from low temperatures and high prices, call your Lennox dealer, Precision Heating and Air Conditioning in Hastings, at 463-6061. Heat your house for less and get a $500 federal tax credit when you purchase a Lennox heating and cooling system. Call Precision Heating and Air Conditioning at 463-6061. Lennox dealers include independently owned and operated businesses. See your participating Lennox dealer for details. Lennox. Innovation never felt so good. Precision Heating and Air Conditioning, Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Gibbon is now leading Minden 43-29. They're at the end of the third quarter up in Grand Island. 27-18. It's Grand Island Central Catholic out on top of Sandy Creek tonight up at the Aurora Sports Complex. 49-24 here. Hastings St. Cecilia with a big lead over Blue Hill. There's a shot by Esch out in three-point territory. His shot is up and in. Jamison Esch knocks one down from three. He's now got 12 points in the ball game, and the Hawks are blowing the Bobcats out of their cages here tonight. 52-24 is the score. We're in the fourth and final quarter. The winner will get Donovan Trumbull on Thursday night right back here at Sandy Creek. Blue Hill with the ball. There's a long-range jumper from three. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good by Hamill, and the rebound comes down to Groffel of St. Cecilia. Down the near sideline as they get it here to Alex Sheehy. Sheehy moves the ball down in the baseline. Now gets it back out here in three-point territory to Tino. Tino holds the ball, dribbles once. Goes to Groffel here on the near sideline. Groffel looking to penetrate. Contact made, no foul. Back out to Sheehy. Shot from 15, no good. Ball tapped around, it's loose. It comes to the near sideline. Tino saves it from going out of bounds, but right into the hands of Hamill for Blue Hill. Aiden Hamill gets into the hands of Maverick Busboom. Down in the corner, bombs away for three. Rublev's shot is going to be no good. Rebound comes down to St. Cecilia. That's going to be Esch with the rebound. He gets it away to Groffel down the near sideline. Down to Sheehy. He drives toward the goal. The ball's knocked loose. Sheehy picks it back up to Hartford. The shot good. Chris Hartford has now got 16 points in the ball game here for St. Cecilia. And the Hawks are out on top by 30. It is 54-24. Drilling the ball now is going to be Rublev down the right sideline. And now they get it down the right side of the basket. It's shot by Maverick Busboom. It's going to be up and in. So Rublev gets the assist. Busboom gets the field goal. Maverick has now got 5 points in the ball game, 54-26. And now it's going to be tapped out of bounds over there on the far sideline. As St. Cecilia is bringing the ball off the right side of the floor. Groffel checks out. Here comes Cannon Howell back into the ball game for the Hawks. 54-26 is the score. St. Cecilia with the lead. We approach the six-minute mark here in the fourth quarter. Tino has got it. Two-handed pass out on top. That's Howell at the free throw line. Brings it back to Caesar. Tino spins left side of the lane. His shot is up there. It's no good. Ball tapped around. It's picked up here. Off of the glass is it's going to be Luke Feynman picking it up. Down to Rublev into the fourth court to Maverick Busboom. Shot up and in. Inside the free throw circle. Busboom hands another one there for Blue Hill. He's now got 7 points in the ball game, 54-28. St. Cecilia has got the lead with 5.5 minutes to play here in this one. Out here on the near sideline where the ball is going to be Sheehy with it. Sheehy comes out to Caesar Tino, comes across the top to Cannon Howell. Right at the top of the key. Howell is knocked loose, but he picks her back up. Goes over to Sheehy. Now down in the corner with the ball down there is going to be Esch to Caesar Tino. Free throw line extended left side. Back out to Howell. That is Sheehy. Lobs it inside again to Hartford. Back out to Howell, top of the key to Esch, left wing. Shot is up there. It's no good. Bound for the rebound. Tino has got it. He goes up. He's hammered inside. No foul. His shot won't go. Rebound Hartford. His shot no good, and the rebound comes down to a Busboom. Maverick Busboom back the other way. A long pass is going to be too far out of bounds. Trying to connect to the far sideline to Rublev, and they threw it too far. Turnover on the Bobcats. That's their 10th turnover of the ballgame. St. Cecilia led at halftime 26-12, and the Hawks cruising to the victory here tonight. 54-28 is the score. Under 5 minutes to play here in this one. Here's Jamison Esch with the ball. Esch races it across the 10-second line, goes for the hole, dumps the ball away in the lane, and a foul is going to be called. On the drive, it's going to go here on Jaden Hamill of Blue Hill. Hamill picks up his third personal foul. That's going to be team foul number 7. Actually, team foul number 6, it should be, on Blue Hill. And it'll be St. Cecilia mounting the ball. Sheehy comes out to Tino out of the top of the circle. Over on the wing, that's going to be Sheehy with the ball. Dribbles to the top of the key. Reverses it. Gets it down in the corner to Esch. Inside down to Hartford. The ball poked loose there. Nice job defensively right in front of us by Maverick Busboom. Tipping the ball away from Hartford. There's going to be St. Cecilia inbounding the ball. Baseline left side. Underneath their own basket. Esch will play things in. Esch comes way out on top to Tino. Sees her Tino, now to Sheehy on the wing on the right side. Sheehy gives her back to Esch on the left wing. His shot for three is good. Jamison Esch knocks down a three ball. He's now got 15 points in the ball game. It's 57-28 with 4 minutes and 20 seconds to play. Here's Feynman with the ball back outside. Rubel at his three-pointer is put up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Feynman for Blue Hill. His pass is going to be deflected down here on the baseline. It's picked up by Cannon Howell. Howell gets the ball ahead now to Sheehy. He drives it up the floor. He stops. Now penetrates inside. Kicks it out to Esch for three. Shot good. Jamison Esch knocks down back-to-back trays here in the fourth quarter. He's now got 18 points in the ball game. It's 60-28. Now we've got a whistle down here. As Blue Hill comes back into the offensive zone, we're going to have a foul call that's going to go on Cannon Howell of St. Cecilia. That's going to be his third. And that's going to send Luke Feynman to the free throw line. Coming into the ball game now is going to be Brooks Asher. Here comes O'Keefe back into the ball game. And also coming in will be Thomas Skok. 60-28 is the score. Luke Feynman to the free throw line. He has got 2 points in the ball game. And his shot is up there. The shot's going to be off of the left side. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Skok. Skok takes it to the right sideline as Asher will bring the ball up now with 3:43 to play. Clock is running here in the fourth quarter. Brooks Asher into the offensive zone. Comes over here to Thomas Skok. Entry pass to get it to Skok on the baseline. His shot is up and in. Thomas Skok hits one there for St. Cecilia. It's now 62-28 with 3 minutes and 27 seconds to play. And now Blue Hill wants to call a timeout. Bobcats call a timeout, 3:26 to play here in the fourth quarter. We'll take a break with a score. St. Cecilia 62, Blue Hill 28.
New Beginnings Preschool in Blue Hill has been in business for over 5 years, helping your children grow and learn. At New Beginnings, your 4- and 5-year-old will enjoy a warm, nurturing atmosphere filled with social and academic activities. Licensed and certified, teacher and owner Sharon Kruger invites you in for a look around. They're located at 533 West Gage or call 756-3624 for more information. Best of luck to the Bobcats from New Beginnings Preschool in Blue Hill, 756-3624.
1230 KHAS.
Donovan Trumbull won the first ball game tonight over Superior 57-15. Ian Askey led the way with 15 points for Donovan Trumbull, knocked down 5 3-pointers. Blake Treat had 12, so Donovan Trumbull now 16-6 on the season. They would face the winner of this ball game coming up on Thursday. Right back here at Sandy Creek High School. St. Cecilia with a big lead here over the Blue Hill Bobcats. The score is 62-28. Adams Central has won tonight. The Hastings High girls have lost in the postseason play. So here's Blue Hill back with the ball. They got some second teamers in there. In fact, both teams with some new faces into the ball game. There's a shot taken by Busboom that's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Skok. Skok has got it now to Brooks Asher as he hustles into the forecourt. Gets the ball ahead now to O'Keefe. Tommy O'Keefe takes it down on the baseline underneath the basket. Ball is poked loose. It goes out of bounds. That's going to be last touchdown there by O'Keefe. So St. Cecilia will drop back in defense. That's going to be Blue Hill coming back with the basketball. That's Drury with it. He'll walk it across the midcourt stripe with 3 minutes to play. Drury sends it over here to a Maverick Busboom down in the corner to Jason Poe. Poe picked up there by Cannon Howell. Poe drives the baseline underneath the hole. A shot is up there and in. Jason Poe takes it to the hole and scores. It's now a 62-30 ball game in favor of St. Cecilia. Back with the ball is going to be Alex Tino is into the ball game now to Cannon Howell. Cannon Howell holds the ball over on the wing on the left side to Brooks Asher. Top of the key. O'Keefe has got it. Now to Tino. To Asher. Cannon Howell inside to Skok with his back to the basket. Back out in three-point territory. Cannon Howell down to O'Keefe. St. Cecilia is spreading the floor now with 2:18 to play. Here's Asher for three. His shot is up there and in. Brooks Asher knocks down a three-pointer there for St. Cecilia. That's his second tray of the ball game. He's got 6 points. 65-30 is the score now. A 35-point lead here for the Hawks. There's a pass out in three-point territory as Blue Hill works with the ball. That's Parker Trumbull who's into the contest now. He'll be coming to Hastings College next year in a football scholarship for the Broncos. Out on top, Jason Poe. Jason Poe sends over here on the wing to Austin Strasburg, who's into the ball game. Now to Drury out here in three-point territory. Top of the key to Parker Trumbull, who sends it over on the wing on the left side to Crano, who's into the contest. He goes for the hole, and his shot's going to be blocked down, but a foul's going to be called. So Jace Crano is into the ball game, and he'll go to the free throw line now for the Bobcats. 1:37 to play. Thomas Skoak picks up the personal foul. That's going to be his third. And going to the line is going to be Jace Crano for Blue Hill. He's just a 20% foul shooter in the season, 1 out of 5. As free throw line is going to be up there, it's going to be no good. His free throw is no good. Now we got to some more people coming to the ball game for Saint Cecilia. We're going to see Kitten coming to the contest. Trevor Ernst is going to come into the ball game as well. Dayton Seeley is going to come into the contest. So everybody that's suited up tonight has been into the ball game here for the Blue Hawks. Crano back to the free throw line. His shot is up there. It's going to be good. So it's 1 out of 2. It's now 65-31. St. Cecilia with the lead. Alex Tino comes back with the basketball for the Hawks. We're down to 90 seconds to play here in the fourth quarter. Alex Tino dribbles out here in the three-point territory. Now to Seeley. Seeley looking to get rid of it. He does. That's a Tino with the ball down the right side of the lane. He stops there. The ball tapped away. Picked up by Tino. Out to O'Keefe. Now to Seeley on the left sideline. And now we got a foul called out here in three-point territory. It's going to be, let's see, a foul. It's going to be called on Blue Hill out here. Personal foul call in the Bobcats. It's going to go on Kometscher, and that's going to send St. Cecilia to the line. Alex Tino will toe the mark here for the Blue Hawks. He is 2 out of 2 on free throws on the varsity level. He also played a bunch of JV ball here this year. The shot from the free throw line is going to be up there and in. So St. Cecilia is going to play Donovan Trumbull for the sub-district title coming up on Thursday night. St. Cecilia beat Donovan Trumbull 44-31 earlier in the season. Here comes the second shot by Tino. It's going to be up there. It's going to be no good, and the rebound comes down to Blue Hill. So we're approaching the one-minute mark. St. Cecilia easily here tonight. 66-31 is the score. Blue Hill has got the ball back in their zone. Here's Shane Kometscher with it as he dribbles the ball against Seeley. Drives the ball underneath the hole. The bus boom. The shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Reverse layup by Maverick Bus Boom. And the rebound comes down to St. Cecilia's Trevor Ernst. Ernst gets the ball away now to Seeley. Tino on the wing on the right side to Zach Kitten as he holds the ball. Bounce pass goes inside with the ball. There is going to be Ernst. The shot is up there. It's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Bus Boom. Maverick Bus Boom down the right sideline with 35 seconds to play. His running jumper is up there, no good. Offensive rebound, follow shot up there, no good. And the rebound comes down to Tino. Tino running back the other way for St. Cecilia. Alex Tino back outside. That's going to be Seeley with the ball. Seeley over to Zach Kitten. Now to Alex Tino with 15 seconds to play. Alex Tino out to Tommy O'Keefe as he holds the ball. Picked up by Kometscher. Goes over to Zach Kitten now with 8 seconds to play. And I think the white flag has come up here. 66-31 is going to be the final score as the Hastings St. Cecilia Blue Hawks won it here tonight over Blue Hill by 35 points in the sub-district semifinals here this evening. So St. Cecilia will go to 10 wins and 13 losses on the season. The Hawks will get ready to play Donovan Trumbull on Thursday night at 7 o'clock right back here. Weather permitting at Sandy Creek, Blue Hill ends their season a mark of 7 wins and 12 losses. Again, the final score is St. Cecilia wins it tonight over Blue Hill by the score of 66-31. Back with a recap after this.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Automotive. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Automotive, 2001 West 2nd Street in Hastings.
The superheroes of service, powered by Glenwood.
Glenwood is Central Nebraska's leading provider of latest computer, internet, and networking technology, but our specialty is taking exceptional care of our customers. Friend us on Facebook or visit shopglenwood.net. We are your superheroes of service.
Ron's Good Neighbor Pharmacy should be your pharmacy in Blue Hill. They give you complete prescription service, and mail-out service is also available. Ron's Pharmacy also has school supplies, American greeting cards, sundries, Russell Stover's candy, and Timex watches. You can trust and depend on their reliability because they've been serving you for more than 30 years. Ron's Pharmacy proudly supports academics and athletics in Blue Hill and wishes all the athletes and coaches good luck. Ron's Pharmacy, your Blue Hill Good Neighbor Pharmacy.
Thramer's Food Center is located in downtown Blue Hill. At Thramer's, they take pride in their fresh meat produce and their fast, friendly hometown service. Stop in for their daily lunch specials, some home fried chicken, or any of their delicious deli items. Open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m., and Saturdays, 8 to 5:30. Good luck, Bobcats, from Tim and Deb and the crew at Thramer's Food Center in Blue Hill.
You're listening to 1230 KHAS Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Back here at Sandy Creek High School, this one in the books. The St. Cecilia Blue Hawks win it tonight over Blue Hill by the score of 66-31. St. Cecilia led 11-6 at the end of the first quarter. Blue Hill never really got back into the ballgame after St. Cecilia opened up a double-digit lead in the second quarter. As the Hawks led 26-14 at halftime, it was 49-24 after three, and the Blue Hawks win it tonight by a score of 66-31. So that sets up Donovan Trumbull and Hastings St. Cecilia in the sub-district final on Thursday night at 7 o'clock right back here at Sandy Creek High School. Jamison Esch leads the way tonight for the Blue Hawks. He had 18 points in the ball game. Chris Hartford had 16 points. He had 10 in the second half. Cesar Tino had 13. Other scores for St. Cecilia. We see that Brooks Asher contributed 6 points tonight. Joel Groff had four. Alex Sheehy had 4 points. Two for Thomas Skok and 1 point for Alex Tino. St. Cecilia hitting 12 out of 17 from the free throw line here tonight. Unofficially, 5 turnovers in the basketball game. Blue Hill had 10 turnovers tonight. They were 6 out of 15 from the line. Nobody in double figures, though. Mitchell Rublet had 7 points. Maverick Busboom had 7. Chase Golter had 5 points tonight. 4 for Jaden Hamill. 3 for Jason Poe. 2 for Luke Feynman. And 1 point tonight for Jace Crano. So St. Cecilia wins it here tonight. Final score of 66-31. Donovan Trumbull wins the first ball game tonight over Superior by a score of 57-15. Now stay tuned. We've got the player of the game coming up next in the coach's postgame show. You're listening to High School Basketball on 1230 KHIS.
Play-by-play has been brought to you by the KHAS Sports Boosters. Local business, supporting local youth and local athletics. Stay tuned because the post-game shows are up next on Hastings Link to local high school sports. 1230 AM, KHAS Radio.
New Beginnings Preschool in Blue Hill has been in business for over 5 years, helping your children grow and learn. At New Beginnings, your 4- and 5-year-old will enjoy a warm, nurturing atmosphere filled with social and academic activities. Licensed and certified, teacher and owner Sharon Kruger invites you in for a look around. They're located at 533 West Gage or call 756-3624 for more information. Best of luck to the Bobcats from New Beginnings Preschool in Blue Hill, 756-3624.
This is the Player of the Game, brought to you by South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, your local Rheem dealer at 701 West 1st Street in Hastings.
So it's Donovan Trumbull and Hastings St. Cecilia in the semifinals, or actually in the finals of the sub-district tournament coming up on Thursday night. Donovan Trumbull wins the first one 57-15 over Superior. St. Cecilia wins the nightcap over Blue Hill 66-31. This is the player of the game on 1230 KHS. So give the honors in each ball game here tonight. Ian Askey, 15 points for Donovan Trumbull tonight, leading the way. Blake Treat had 12 points for Donovan Trumbull. Racing St. Cecilia, they put 3 guys in double figures. Jamison Esch with 18. Chris Hartford with 16. Cesar Tino with 13. All candidates for our player of the game will come back and name our winners right after this.
Farm Bureau agent Marty Demuth in Hastings knows health insurance. As an independent and authorized producer of Blue Cross and Blue Alaska, an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association, Marty Demuth will work with you to make sure you have health insurance coverage that fits your needs. His approach is simple. He listens and will tailor a policy that will work within your budget. When you need health insurance, there's just one person to call. Marty Demuth, your local Farm Bureau agent. Securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC, affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
Our players of the game tonight in our doubleheader, Ian Askey is going to be our player of the game for Donovan Trumbull here tonight. Knocks down 5 3-pointers, had 4 of those in the first half of play. As Donovan Trumbull raced out to a 29-11 halftime lead. Ian Askey finishes with 15 points. He leads the way for the Cardinals to the victory tonight. So Ian Askey will be our player of the game for the Donovan Trumbull Cardinals. And for the Blue Hawks of St. Cecilia, we'll go with Chris Hartford. Had a sensational ball game here tonight. He scores 16 points in the ball game. Six in the first half, came back with 10 more in the second half. Hartford with six field goals inside. He also hit 4 out of 7 from the free throw line. So Chris Hartford of St. Cecilia, Ian Askey of Donovan Trumbull are players of the game tonight on 1230 KHAS. Stick around. The Coach's Post Game Show is up next. You're listening to High School Basketball.
You've been listening to the Player of the Game, brought to you by South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, your local Rheem dealer at 701 West 1st Street. Call 402-462-9190. Stay tuned. More postgame coverage is coming up on Hastings' link to local high school sports, 1230 AM, KHAS Radio.
When you need power, think Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. Husker Power Products is your provider of GM natural gas and propane engines, Isuzu diesel, all customized for your application. A business backed by fast response, service when you need it, and straightforward answers. Think locally owned and operated Husker Power Products when you need power. Located at 2955 West Highway 6 in Hastings, or online at huskerpowerproducts.com.
Whether you're thinking of buying or selling, contact the Real Estate Group of Hastings at 402-461-4888, or you can log on to our website at regrouphastings.com for current listings, virtual tours, open houses, and agent information. For professional service you've come to expect, follow the leader, Real Estate Group of Hastings.
The superheroes of service, powered by Glenwood.
Glenwood is Central Nebraska's leading provider of latest computer, internet, and networking technology, but our specialty is taking exceptional care of our customers. Friend us on Facebook or visit shopglenwood.net. We are your superheroes of service.
Thramer's Food Center is located in downtown Blue Hill. At Thramer's, they take pride in their fresh meat produce and their fast, friendly hometown service. Stop in for their daily lunch specials, some home fried chicken, or any of their delicious deli items. Open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m., and Saturdays, 8 to 5:30. Good luck, Bobcats, from Tim and Deb and the crew at Thramer's Food Center in Blue Hill.
It's snowing hard, and your family has a million places to go. You gotta get out of the garage now, and it's no time for amateurs. Thankfully, you're a pro with lots of winters under your belt. You grab your Toro snow thrower, it starts right up. The truth is, you crave the adrenaline rush of clearing the driveway in record time. And just like that, you're done.
Find the full line of Toro snow blowers at Big G Ace, your friendly, helpful hardware place, North Highway 281 in Hastings.
Our post-game coverage continues with nothing but net. Now, let's go back to the court for the coaches' post-game show.
Hey, we're back here at Sandy Creek High School. Hastings St. Cecilia wins it tonight easily over Blue Hill by a score of 66-31. Kevin Asher joins us on the post-game show. And, Coach, a great start for you. The pace was pretty fast early in the ball game, and then things kind of settled down for you.
Yeah, we wanted to push the tempo. I thought our depth was key for us, and I thought our kids off the bench did a really good job, but I think it all starts on the defensive end. You single-digit quarters the first two quarters, and anytime you can look up there at half and 12 points, I think you got to be pleased with what it takes to win a championship, and that's your defense.
You really could do anything you wanted to offensively. It looked like tonight you had the outside play, you got the ball inside to Chris Hartford, and did just about anything you wanted to do tonight.
Well, and that kind of comes with some mismatches. They don't have as big a kid as Chris to start with, and we thought we could take a little bit of advantage of that. And our guard play has been really strong here the second half of the season. Jamison Esch comes in with 18 points. He's been throwing up for three straight days, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday, and that just tells you what it means to us for a senior. He made it to school today on time and was ready to go, the entire basketball game. And, you look at Cesar Tino, 13 points, Chris Hartford, 16 points. And then I know Joel Graffel, I had him for 11 rebounds and 6 assists. So, there's four seniors that say, hey, it's our, their time of the year. You don't play well, you go home.
The postseason is here now, and this is the time the seniors are supposed to shine. They've been through this before, despite your record. They still got to feel like you guys have a shot at maybe making some noise here.
Yeah, I mean, we feel we have a good basketball team, and, you know, we're going to play a very good basketball team on Thursday night. And, you know, what we did early in December really doesn't mean a thing. You know, that's what I told the kids. I said, they're a different basketball team. We're a different basketball team. There's been a lot of ups and downs for each team throughout the season. And, you know, it's just going to come down to who make plays. But you're right. Your seniors this time of the year should be stepping up into that big-time role, and that's what happened tonight.
Has the focus already shifted to the finals on Thursday night?
Well, it always does. I mean, as soon as you can get a game over with and get a win in the column this time of the year, you're thinking ahead because, you know, there is not a lot of season left, you know, and you're just looking at, all right, who's next? You know, you don't look ahead past Donovan, obviously, but you look to look to the next game, and, you know, I'm sure that, you know, they'll be prepared, and who knows what the weather's going to do, but realistically, I told the kids, that's why you have to start right tonight when you get home and watch your film breakdown and everything on them, because you've got today and tomorrow, and if we get a, you know, a forecast that doesn't pan out, we may be playing Thursday night, so you got to be ready.
What about the uncertainty, the weather situation? If we don't play Thursday, they're talking about moving the game all the way to Saturday. So you play, you don't play. You've got a couple of extra days thrown in there.
I know, and that's hard because, you know, your kids are going to be ready to practice tomorrow, and they're going to be thinking Thursday's the game. At least you go another couple days, and they'll understand. They'll stay at home probably all day Thursday and sit on the couch, and then you got to get them going again on Friday. And with an 8 o'clock start, that's really odd for our team. You know, usually if we're playing on Saturday, it's an afternoon game. We've never played a late night game on a Saturday night, so we'll have to do something during the day, morning Saturday, keep them a little bit focused throughout the day. And then, you know, everybody's at the same advantage, though. That's the way it pans out. You know, Donovan's got the same thing.
Donovan Trumbull, we saw him earlier tonight. Just reflect on what you saw out of him. I know you had a chance to see him tonight.
Well, they played a opponent that would be difficult to come out against. I mean, they came out and they got off to a big 15-17-2 lead, and then the game kind of flattened out there a little bit for them. But sometimes that happens. It's an awkward game to play, but I thought they looked really impressive in all the things that they've done well this year by, you know, shooting the basketball, driving it. Their big kids were really tough on the glass. You know, I know Burr went out early with a ankle sprain, but, you know, he's a kid that'll be back on Thursday or Saturday, you know that. And that's probably, you know, a little bit why they, at that 17-2 mark, they just lost a little bit of rhythm, and that's where he would have probably been in that position.
And the Hawks winning here tonight over Blue Hill by a score of 66-31. So you got to be pretty pleased with everything you saw offensively, defensively, in the ballgame tonight.
Yeah, I mean, defensively, you look at it, and you can get three single-digit quarters out of a team, and then the other one was a 12. And I thought, you know, defensively, we played exceptionally well, and then we've got to do a great job offensively, and we got hot there in the fourth quarter, hit some threes, and you know, to get some big time separation in the game. But throughout the contest, we were real consistent, and I guess that's what you're looking for.
So Hastings Saints to say he'll move on again to play Donovan Trumbull sometime, who knows, Thursday, Saturday. But good luck to you, coach, and
right,
get him going.
Okay, thanks, Mike.
Kevin Asher, the head coach for Hastings Saints to say again, the Hawks winning tonight 66-31. It was Donovan Trumbull winning the first ball game on a score of 57-15 over the Superior Wildcats. It'll be St. Cecilia playing the Donovan Trumbull Cardinals probably on Thursday night, probably Saturday night. Thursday night's going to be a little snowy throughout the area here to this weekend, so they will move this game to Saturday. They've already talked about that at 8 o'clock start right back here at Sandy Creek High School. Some other scores we might pass along to you. Adams Central wins tonight over Central City by a score of 61-23. Connie Catholic went into overtime today to beat St. Paul by a score of 66-58. It was Minden tonight losing to Gibbon by a score of 53-37. So it'll be Connie Catholic playing Gibbon in the sub-district finals up at Grand Island Northwest. It was Hastings High tonight losing in girls' play as they dropped one to the Aurora Huskies in the girls B5 district tournament at Grand Island Senior High. The final score in that ball game earlier tonight was 45-33. So that'll wrap things up for us from Sandy Creek here tonight. Again, Donovan Trumbull winning 57-15 over Superior. St. Cecilia also rolling in their contest over Blue Hill tonight, 66-31. From my producer and engineer back to the radio station, I'm Brad Beam. I'm Mike Will, wishing you a very pleasant good evening from Sandy Creek.
You've been listening to the Coach's Postgame Show, Nothing But Net. Catch the excitement of high school sports all season long on Hastings Link to local high school sports, 1230 AM, KHAS Radio. High school basketball is an exclusive presentation of Platte River Radio.
1230 KHAS plays the music you want with the information you need online at hastingslink.com.
We can never